The biggest difference between you and where you're going to be a year from now is your mindset. It's how you communicate yourself. It's what you think about yourself, how you communicate that, and how others perceive you. Welcome to the Uncommon Career Podcast, helping you to find God's calling for your career and to land a fulfilling, well-paid, and impactful position. Join me each week for practical guidance, career motivation, and biblical insight based on Christian values. Hi there, welcome back. My name is Patricia, and I'm your host here for the Uncommon Career Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can go from a totally messed up interview to a top candidate and getting the job every single time. Now, of course, this is not a miracle or a magic pill. I'm always going to be an advocate for the fact that work ethic and hard work and, you know, just sticking it out is going to make the difference. However, I'm going to tell you a little story, and this is basically the story of how I went from literally crying at a semi-professional interview at the first question. I'm talking, tell me about yourself, and I cried. So I'm going to tell you how I went from that to loving interviews, loving public speaking, loving, you know, even talking to you on this podcast. I am starting to really enjoy it. Are you enjoying hearing me? Because I'm enjoying talking to you. Anyways, you and I are going to continue to have lots of conversations, and this is just one of them. So let's start at the beginning, shall we? Let's see. Where are we? Okay, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I grew up kind of with a little bit of a rough childhood, I guess you could say. I mean, we all have a story. I'm sure that you do. And I can't wait till I can maybe, I don't know, have you on the show and have you talk about your story. I would love to do that. I'm going to create an avenue for that, and I will let you know in a future episode how to get interviewed. I would love that. But I digress. So basically, I had a rough childhood. My mom suffers from schizophrenia. It's a mental illness where you can see things that aren't there, hear things that aren't there, and you basically sort of live in this world that isn't there, and you kind of cradle between that world and the real world. And so she kind of had me as a target of her, you know, schizophrenic episodes. And so I had a really rough childhood. All that to say, growing up was crazy. I left my house really early. I ended up going to college by the pure grace of God. That was so much mercy because I didn't even apply. I didn't apply for school and I didn't apply for financial aid. But in the course of that, I mean, I was just hanging on by a thread in every way possible, you know, in terms of I was hungry all the time. Like I worked 3 jobs. I didn't have a car, so I rode the bus everywhere. I, you know, barely made enough money even with the 3 jobs because I was going to college. I was also on a thread emotionally where I was just, I was just not in a good place, but I was making it through. And I figured the more I work, the less I have to pay attention to these other things that are really painful or that I'm not over yet or these issues that I just haven't addressed. And so that turned into a whole lot of striving. No matter where I was, I had to work. I had to work for something, work for somebody, make someone happy, I don't know, meet someone's expectations, because that gave me this shot of confidence that it is worth it to have me here. Because prior to that, I was basically homeless and kind of living at friends' houses. And while I was living at friends' houses, I would make all these promises. I would say, hey, if you let me live at your house, I will take your kids to school. I will pay your rent. I will clean your house. I made all these promises. Now, I can't say that I went, you know, pulled through with every single promise, but the point is I felt like I had to do something to make it worth their time to help me. And so I grew up with that mentality. So fast forward to my college experience, I now met this wonderful, wonderful mentor. She's like a second mom to me. I absolutely love her. And so she was in the position that, you know, she can help me and sort of grew me into this, you know, career, I guess, just kind of helped me figure out life. Let's just start there. Just help me figure out life. And she thought, hey, you would be really good in a job in student affairs, which is, you know, at a university, just helping students in a ton of different ways, advisor, etc. But the first position, the semi-professional position, was a very prestigious internship. It was called the James Bell Internship. And it was super prestigious. I was really excited that she even thought that I could ever in a million years, you know, get a prestigious scholarship or what is it, internship like that. Well, she took time to prepare me. She wrote a letter of recommendation. I'm sure she probably did some networking for me. I have no idea. I just felt so unworthy. I thought for sure she pulled some strings and told somebody that they needed to interview me because I don't think they would have pulled my application out of the stack otherwise. Like that's part of my message that I had in my mind at the time. And so, you know, I felt like, okay, she's done so much to try to get me in this position. I have to get it or else I'm not worth it. We go back to that worth issue. So I go into the interview process and the receptionist greets me and she's like, oh, they'll be with you in just a moment. I'm like, okay. And I'm so stinking nervous. I mean, everything from tapping the shoes to chewing on, you know, I think I was chewing gum or something to, you know, playing with my nails. Like, I mean, I was just so stinking nervous. I was like about to burst. And I realize now, way later, that a lot of it is because I had put so much pressure on myself. I put all this pressure about I'm not good enough unless I do X, Y, Z. Like my worth was based on my work. It's based on, did I pass the test? Did I make this person happy? Did I work enough? Was it worth it to have me even present in your presence, right? So I'm totally striving. I'm in over my head. I put so much pressure on myself that I like literally can feel myself jittering. And we go into, you know, I go into the space and there's this really lovely lady. She was tall, she was slender, she was confident, she was very like ladylike and sophisticated. And then there was, you know, the older gentleman, which was at the time the vice president. And so the vice president and this very sophisticated lady, and he's in a suit, so intimidating. And so I sit down and I'm already like, the first thing I think is I walk in the room and I'm like, I'm not like you. I'm not like you and I'm not good enough to be here. And what can I possibly do? I can't work my way in this interview. I've worked my way everywhere. I can't work here. I only have to communicate my strengths. How am I going to do this, right? I can't be good enough unless you give me time to work for you. That's how I felt. And so the lovely lady, she was like, hi there, how are you doing? She could tell I was nervous. She's like, oh, I was like, I'm good. And she's like, okay. She's like, well, we're going to ask you a number of questions and we're going to ask the same questions of all the candidates and let's just go ahead and get started. And she goes, tell me a little bit about yourself. And I just looked at them and I kid you not, I felt like they can see me. Like they know. I'd never been asked, tell me about yourself. I mean, so naive. But I was like, tell me about yourself. I was like, what do you want to know? That my mom's schizophrenic? What do you want to know? That I am, you know, may not be worth your time. What do you want to know? That I can't pay my rent? What is it that you want to know? That I'm homeless? Like, what do you want to know? And in that moment, all these thoughts, they just kind of went through my head. And I did. I just started crying like I'm not good enough. And I left and I just kind of composed myself and I was like, whew, you know, and I walk out. I go into the elevator just to leave because what do you do? I mean, clearly I'm not getting the job. Like clearly I cannot handle anything. And so I'm in the elevator and I'm just like crying, but like half hyperventilating, like what the heck is going on? Like that was so weird. You're tripping out. You're having a panic attack. And I'm in the elevator and that's when I realize, you know, I am always going to be hanging by a thread. I am always going to be in survival mode unless I figure out how this career thing works. Unless I figure out how to push through, how to talk about myself, how to market myself, unless I get past my issues and get past my insecurities and get past this block mindset that literally emptied my brain out when she asked me, tell me about yourself. I need to master this to the point that I feel confident in interviews. I feel like I'm worth being in the room and that I command presence and I command my salary. And I thought at that moment, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make career my career. Like, this is it. This is the only way I'm going to move out of this survival mode. And that's what I did. I eventually got my master's and I worked in engineering. I started as a career counselor and then I worked in the College of Engineering. And then I went and became a faculty member, which I was so thankful to have been tenured. And then some things shifted and I ended up, you know, leaving that position to do this, which I'm so happy about. But that's what it's been. You know, now I've been working with, you know, I think the first person I worked with was someone who had a felony. And she didn't know how to communicate that. She thought she was never going to get a job again. And working with her, helping her to like reimagine, re-envision, find a different way to articulate what it means to have gotten that felony, what it did for her, how she's changed, and how that is now a strength. It is not a setback. It is a strength for her employer to have someone who has had that experience. And that's what we did. We worked on her mindset. We worked on, of course, the resume and the interview, but you know, sort of like embedded in all of that was the constant conversation of how do you communicate this? And so with that, she ended up getting hired, and not only getting hired, but getting hired for her top company, which was a luxury hotel chain. And that was the experience that just made me feel like, you know, this is what I want to do. I want to help people reach new heights that, like me and like her, didn't think were possible, but they totally are possible. And the biggest difference between you and where you're going to be a year from now is your mindset. It's how you communicate yourself. It's what you think about yourself, how you communicate that, and how others perceive you. That's really where it's about. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing, you know, these podcasts. That's why I'm creating the course. That's why I'm kind of moving out of, I was originally working in education, and I loved working in education, but there were some things that I didn't have the ability to do. And part of it is to choose, you know, what focus I have in this career coaching arena. So stick with me. I hope that this has been helpful for you, because if you ever thought any one of those things, I'm not good enough, I have to work hard in order to show my worth, any of these things, know that you're not alone. A lot of us have those thoughts, but it doesn't mean that you have to live your life by those thoughts. I hope you have a great day today. And remember that your worth has nothing to do with your work. Your worth has everything to do with the fact that you are created by a God that makes no mistakes. He loves you, and he can't wait to see you using the gifts that he gave you. All right, I'll see you on the next one, and stick with me, and let's see what we can do together. So mindset, that's really what it's all about. Your mindset influences your behaviors, your actions, your decisions. It influences how you carry yourself, that in turn influences how other people are going to perceive you and the actions, behaviors, and decisions that they will make regarding you. Your mindset ultimately guides the direction of your outcome and the direction of your life. So if you want to work on your mindset while at the same time taking care of all the practical items that go along with the career transition, things like the resume and your professional brand, your career story, your online presence, the interview, the second interview, the third interview, maybe the open forum, other supplemental questions, all the way through to the negotiations table and a successful transition, then head over to theuncommoncareer.com where I can give you all the resources you need to land the most fulfilling position of your life. I encourage you to continue moving forward in your path, and I encourage you to stick with me, because I am really excited at what we're going to do together.